Here's a big question many people around the world are trying to answer. How do you keep fake news and disinformation off of social media, especially around elections? Rema Rajeshwari spends a lot of her day thinking about this. She's a police chief in the southern Indian state of Telangana, where she oversees about 700 villages.
Because of the socioeconomic background of the region, people need to be taught how to behave in social media. And this region is predisposed to violence. And especially during elections, we need to be extra vigilant.
In the past, she told us, fake news and rumors that spread through the messaging platform WhatsApp have led to violence, even death. And while social media platforms are coming up with technical fixes to deal with the problem, Rajeshwari has devised her own low-tech program to combat fake news in her district. She's ramping up that program as India begins its month-long national elections tomorrow.
I have a social media monitoring cell, a group of tech-savvy police officers who keep a constant watch on the social media platforms in the district. And anytime we get a notification about a fake message being spread, going viral and creating disruption in the society, we respond instantly. We initiate legal action, number one. Number two, as part of the intensive educative campaign that I do, we take the help of town criers, basically drummers. We teach them to convey the message on our behalf. So they go around all these villages along with the village police officers to tell the people not to take law into their hands if they have any apprehension after watching probably a viral video in a WhatsApp group. So it is their responsibility to inform the police about it and not to resort to violence. And third, I have a dedicated folk team, a group of police officers who can sing and dance. We go around all these remote villages teaching people through songs not to fall for these fake news, especially during elections.
I mean, it's unique. Are you finding that you're getting positive results from this low-tech approach to fake news?
Absolutely. So the other day I was doing a data analytics about poll violence that was recorded in the 2014 elections. And very recently, we had the state assembly elections towards the end of 2018, and we had the local body elections in the beginning of 2019. So when we did a comparative analysis of the poll violence that was recorded during elections, we witnessed a drastic reduction in the number of cases that were registered, and especially in the villages where these programs were conducted. So definitely it is effective. And also I'm using a local storytelling tradition called as Janapadam. It's a local oral storytelling tradition. When I use this in law enforcement to convey a message to the people, they're able to identify my message better. Mm. So it is definitely a very effective policing intervention that came quite handy for us.
That's fascinating. Rema Rajeshwari is a police chief in the southern Indian state of Telangana, where she oversees about 700 villages. Thank you very much and good luck with filtering out the fake news.
Thank you so much, Marco. It was nice talking to you.